This is VOA News. Meyer reports. Soldiers who seized power in a military coup Sunday in the West African nation of Guinea announced on state TV that President Alpha Condé has not been harmed. A representative of the group who called themselves the National Committee for Rally and Development said the 83-year-old has access to health care and is in touch with his doctors. And the official made the announcement from the headquarters of the state TV network, surrounded by men in uniform. Soldiers detained Condé after hours of heavy gunfire rang out near the presidential palace in the capital, then announced on state television that the government had been dissolved. Condé's whereabouts were unknown for several hours Sunday until a video emerged showing him being held in military custody. In their statement, the junta gave no timeline for releasing him, other than to say everything will be fine. When the time comes, we will issue a statement. They announced plans to replace the governors and mayors and regional commanders. They also said a nationwide curfew was in effect until further notice. Officials in the junta called outgoing ministers and former presidents of institutions and were told to attend a meeting on Monday and said declining their invitation would be considered a rebellion. Libyan authorities release Saudi Gaddafi, the son of a former leader, Muammar Gaddafi, who was ousted and killed during the 2011 uprising. The news came from a Libyan official source and a unity government source on Sunday. They said that Gaddafi's release resulted from negotiations involving senior tribal figures and the prime minister of the united government. This is VOA News. The commander of an armed opposition group in Afghanistan said Sunday that he welcomed proposals from religious scholars for holding peace talks with the Taliban if they pull back their forces from his native northern province. Ahmad Massoud made the offer through a post on his organization's Facebook page on a day when Taliban forces claimed they had fought their way into the provincial capital, seizing the rest of the province. The statement came in response to reports in Afghan media that said the Council of Religious Scholars had called on the Taliban to accept a negotiated settlement to end the fighting. It is the last remaining area of armed resistance to the Taliban rule since they captured the other 33 Afghan provinces, including the capital, Kabul, last month in a lightning blitz as Western-trained government forces collapsed and President Ashraf Ghani fled country. Qatar has flown humanitarian aid into Kabul and said that it will operate daily an aid flight to Afghanistan over the next few days, providing much-needed supplies following a hiatus in much of Western aid due to Taliban takeover last month. Qatar has emerged as a key connection between Western nations and the Taliban after developing close ties with the militant group through hosting its political office in 2013. Gulf State Foreign Ministry says the Qatari aid flight carrying medical supplies and food products arrived in Kabul Saturday, helped reopen the airport, closed for several days after the United States let airlift of the citizens, Afghans, and other nationals that last month. Half of Afghanistan's 40 million people, including 10 million children, required humanitarian assistance at the start of this year, according to the International Organization for Migration, last month. Riot police in Montenegro fired tear gas at protesters who fired gunshots in the air and hurled bottles and stones during the inauguration of the new head of the Serbian Orthodox Church in a small Balkan nation. Police and media reports say at least 7 police officers and several protesters were injured in the clashes. 14 people were detained. Ceremony Sunday morning in the former capital angered of opponents of the Serbian church in Montenegro. Country declared independence from neighboring Serbia in 2000. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.